Born. In last week's From the Archives, we heard how German troops entered Prague on March 15, 1939. The next day, Edvard Beneš, who had resigned as Czechoslovakia's president after the Munich Agreement and was now in exile in London, told Britain's Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain that forthwith he would be leading the resistance against the German occupation. 5 months later, war broke out, and at the end of 1939, the BBC began its broadcasts in Czech.
Volá London. Rozloučili jsme se s prvním transportem československých dobrovolců odcházejících z Velké Británie do Francie.
Volá Londýn, London Calling, became the familiar call sign of the Czech broadcasts. Here the BBC is reporting about Czech and Slovak volunteers marching past the Czechoslovak embassy in London's Grosvenor Place, singing patriotic songs before being sent out to fight in France alongside their British comrades.
Na blízké náměstí Belgrave Square.
Teď ještě ne. Až za chvilku, až zazní děla z hranic. Teď ještě ne.
Jiří Voskovec and Jan Verich, who had been famous in the Prague of the 1920s and 30s for their satirical cabaret, were now in exile in the United States. Their broadcasts from Washington, bitter satires on Nazi Germany, also became part of life in their occupied homeland. But it took courage to listen, as tuning into foreign stations was punishable by death.
Přijde to draze, zrácovat v Praze. Teď ještě ne, až za chvilku.
With the occupation, the Nazis had stopped Radio Prague's broadcasts in English, although some international programming in Czech did continue. Official domestic broadcasts were filled with Nazi propaganda. At the height of the Blitzkrieg, the Germans sent a team of Czech journalists to Belgium to report on the successes of the Wehrmacht as German troops swept towards the Channel ports.
Města jako Gent a krásné Brugy jsou sice válkou nedotčeny, ale za to na vesnicích, kde kladl nepřítel.
Cities like Ghent and the beautiful old town of Bruges remain untouched, the reporter says. But in the villages where the enemy offered resistance, we saw the ruins of houses destroyed by artillery or aerial torpedoes. The streets were lined by the wrecks of tanks, cars and other military material. They seemed to me like road signs marking the retreat of the English and the Belgians towards the coast. Despite the heavy-handed Nazi propaganda, in the first 3 years of the occupation there was still an illusion of at least partial normality in the radio. But as you'll be hearing next week, in the last of this current series, as the occupation continued, things were soon to take a dramatic turn for the worse.